Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. Now time for I got nothing. Don't Nod edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. I am Corey, and I'm joined by this guy. Again, I got nothing. Basher.
I mean, you're firing on all cylinders today. What's up? It's that guy again, you know, Basher.
I struggle because when it comes to the game we're going to be talking about today, Tell Me Why, I'm having issues thinking of thinking of my dumb nicknames I pull from the game.
Well, don't sell yourself short. I think you're a very clever guy.
Oh, well, thank you. And I don't know. I got nothing. This is going to be a weird episode. So we're going to be talking about Don't Nod's Tell Me Why. But before that, let's take care of a little housekeeping. If you're listening to this, why not send us an email and let's talk about some video games. If you got some suggestions, if you just want to talk about a game you discovered because of this podcast, you can do that at gpopfans@gmail.com. That's gpopfans@gmail.com. We'll read them. I'll even read them on the air.
Actually, I have a request in terms of communication. If you listen to one of our previous episodes about Crusader Kings 3 and you're a big fan of Crusader Kings 3, feel free to let us know what we're doing wrong, because I want to like that game still.
There you go. The request has been sent. Talk to us. gpopfans@gmail.com. But that is not what this episode is about. We're going to be talking about Don't Nod's Tell Me Why, but let's go over the details. As I just said, this was created by Don't Nod. They became super popular or super known after Life is Strange. They also made a sequel to that, Life is Strange 2.
Oh, that's this team.
And they are now back with Tell Me Why, regularly priced at $29.99. It is available on PC and Xbox. That includes Steam, not just the Xbox store. There's no crossplay because it doesn't really have it. There is no DLC. There are three episodes. They are all out now. And there is Xbox One X support for all of you X owners out there, featuring a 4K resolution at 30 frames per second over, I believe it's 1080p on the regular Xbox One. To classify this game is, it's an adventure game, a cinematic adventure game, I guess you could say. Don't Nod is interesting because they're a step up. When I say a step up, that's not the right term. Telltale Games kind of really popularized this genre of very, very heavily story-based choose-your-own-adventure games, but Don't Nod's games are more, there's more gameplay involved with them. There's more almost adventure, old-school adventure game mechanics of having to sort of search around for things, and it's not just kind of going from point A to point B all the time. So, but yeah, so Tell Me Why. Let's talk about it.
I would have preferred that this would be a...
I'm going to stop you. Hang on. How do we feel about Life is Strange 1 and 2?
Oh, they're trash.
Okay, see...
I would...
I actually really, really
You're
like...
You're wrong.
Life is
You're
Strange
wrong.
1.
You're wrong.
And I like Life You're is wrong. Strange Before the You're Storm.
Wrong. Those games are trash. No, they're trash.
Life is Strange 2, hated it. Hated it with a passion.
These games are... They make games for people who think they like adventure games, but really they like games that you can play with like an Amazon TV remote. They're absolute dog trash. I was about to say something else. It's absolute trash. I don't like these games at all. Going back to Telltale Games, and when they made that first Walking Dead game, like they crafted a very good story there. And they just never ever built on their gameplay. This team is doing the exact same thing, where they just do not build on gameplay whatsoever. This is hold left stick, press A until something happens,
and I like Life is Strange 1 because you're wrong. I really enjoyed that time mechanic of being able to sort of rewind certain moments to sort of see how things would play out. Because that's why the Mass Effects and the Telltale games got super popular, right? It's because you're choosing your own adventure and you want to see how the game differs. But the thing that annoyed me about that whole thing was people are like, yeah, I want to go back and play it again. I have zero desire to play it again. I want to craft the story and I just want to see it play out the way it is. But I really like the fact that I could see almost, and even though I could change what was happening in the moment, there was still that replay value for people that wanted to go back. And even though if you chose a different path, that would still affect your next choice, if that makes sense. So I really liked that mechanic in the first one. And while the story, I think, had its ups and downs, I actually really enjoyed the characters, Chloe and why am I blanking on her name? Apparently I didn't enjoy them enough to remember them. Chloe and it's gonna bug me. Hang on, I'll get it.
Kardashian.
No, I don't think so. So this is gonna be some dead air, but I'm it's gonna bug me. Is it Sam?
Sounds about right. I don't know. Like,
it's gonna bug me. What's her name? Max. That's it. Chloe and Max. I really enjoyed Chloe and Max. I enjoyed their dynamic. I enjoyed their story. I enjoyed Max's sort of dealing with her issues. And while Chloe was a terrible person at times, I think that's what made it kind of special. And Before the Storm wasn't made by Don't Nod, and you did play as Chloe, but it was very clearly overseen by Don't Nod, and they paid a lot of special attention to it, and I really liked it. I hated Life is Strange 2 with an absolute passion because it felt like they had no idea what made that first game special. And this is where I'll start to agree with you in that at some point, I feel like Life is Strange 2 got caught in that, like, press left to walk forward, and there wasn't a lot of actual exploring going on. When I was exploring in Life is Strange 1, I was learning more about the characters, and some of your choices would be dependent on the characters. There was a girl named Kate in the first game, and if you weren't paying attention to the world around you, that character's story would play out entirely differently. Never felt that in Life is Strange 2 in any capacity. Hated that game for it. And so now we have Tell Me Why, which is the newest version of, not the newest version, the newest story from this team. And it's about a set of twins. And the quote power of this one is that they can remember things. And they've got that, you know, that twin ESP thing. And I like that mechanic of this mystery, sort of this mystery novel that's unfolding of there's murder involved, there's death involved, there's personal feelings involved. It's very much like a quote, cozy mystery story.
I hate it so much. this is quintessential indie bull crap. It leans so hard into, I really don't care anymore. I might turn off some people. This leans so hard into the indie leftist bull crap of like in the hardest way possible. Like, so I'm gonna go back to a game that we played just recently, Spiritfarer. That game, that indie game, dealt heavily with death and just relationships and relationship with death. And it was a huge struggle. And on the outside, it seemed like this very happy-go-lucky game. But like there, like just underneath that, without throwing it into your face, without rubbing your nose in it, is this, there's this very rich idea of death and dealing with it and getting over it and going through it. And I appreciated that, because on the other side of the fence of indie games, you have this kind of trash where it's like, it opens up with, I killed my mom. Like what? Like, this is not a, like, I already can't relate, but like, she had a gun, I had a knife. No, she had a knife and I had a gun, I think. Who had the gun? I forgot.
The mom had the gun.
The mom had a gun and this like 6-year-old had a knife. Like, and she beat her mom who had a gun.
No, I completely, so.
Like, so right off the bat, I'm like, you're leaning way too hard into this. As you push forward, that's when it hits you with the Last of Us 2 levels of, and I'm trans. It's like, okay, but I'm trans. I get it. Did you hear the part where I was trans? I'm like, oh my God. Like, I get it. What else? What defines you as a person? That I'm trans. Got it. That's all you are. And then I'm forced to play through this story with these characters that just are completely and utterly flat. They have the same beat of let's get to bottom of why mom hated us. Oh, mom didn't hate us. Mom really loved us. I'm conflicted. Too bad I stabbed her to death. Like, what's going on, guys? You are doing this wrong. Like, this isn't like there's a way you could tell this story in a nuanced way where everyone could relate. Instead, you want to go so heavy-handed on your just overall corny message of what that trans people deserve to be loved. Like, yeah, we know that. Like, for the most part, the people playing your game know that 100%. Every single person who plays your game understands that question. You're not reaching through your gameplay, through your storytelling. You have not reached a single person who's like, I'm on the fence about transsexuals. And it's like, just to be like, well, then I played Don't Tell Me or whatever this crap is called. And it's like, and now I'm on the other side of the fence. It's like, no, you're not. Like, no, this game does nothing like a Seafarer or even like a very pretentious Braid, where it's like, here's a very compelling game system, very compelling gameplay, and right underneath that is something you didn't expect.
That's a lot.
I hate these games. They're not games. They're all trash.
I agree with like 70% of it. I somehow managed to hit my face on my mute button. How that happened, I don't know. Okay, so to unpack that a little bit, what I'll say is that the one character being trans, which is Tyler, it seems like they wanted to approach that in a way that was respectful, which I think it is, but at the same time, it also can't decide if it wants to be important to the story or not. And I think that's where that line of story misses it for me. But I have read a lot of mystery novels, and I don't know how to say this without sounding pretentious, but there is definitely a mainstream feel to a lot of mystery novels in that deal with this same thing of, there's these characters, someone died, we don't know why, but the truth is always not what's given to you at the beginning. And very much like you said, in the very opening of this game, it's just like, the mom has a gun, the kid has a knife, and then all hell breaks loose. And you spend the game trying to unravel that story. But if you have a brain and you can do any type of deducing of characters and story elements, you already know that nothing is how it seems.
Right.
Like, so the fact that you decided to open the game with mom holding a gun, kid holding a knife, immediately I know, well, that's not what happened.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Like, oh,
that's not what happened at all. And I guess, spoiler, that's not what happened. And that's where this game lost me. And that when I got to the end, it's pretty hard to fool me in the modern, writing of mystery movies, as well as, like, you know, I look at movies like, what was that Rian Johnson movie?
Knives Out.
Yeah, Knives Out. Like, as much as I disliked that movie for many reasons.
I liked it.
What I can't say is that I went into that movie knowing what was going to happen. I went into to Tell Me Why, and within like 20 minutes, I figured it out. Like, did I figure out to the T and I dotted every I and crossed every T? No. But I was able to figure it out. And a huge problem with this style of mystery storytelling, it reminds me of the book All the Missing Girls. And so, trust me, it's related in that there's only so many characters that they introduce. And because of that, you can figure it out extremely quickly if you just pay attention. Like, you can very quickly be like, okay, this person's involved, this person is not, done. Like, by the end of the first episode of this game, I pretty much had it figured out. And that was annoying to me, because that's the whole point of this. It's not about the trans character. Like, this isn't a game trying to make a statement. And even though some people are trying to sort of paint it as that, as like a progression for trans characters in video games, completely disagree, because it doesn't really... It's not what it's trying to do. Maybe that is progression, because that way...
I disagree.
Go for it.
I disagree. There's an entire section on this person being trans, and it the fact that I meet trans people every day. I'm from Boston. I meet trans people every day. I don't know they're trans half the time, most of the time. I know for a fact this woman's trans, because they told me 47 times in the game. Like, I get it. Like, it's one thing to just be a trans character. It's another thing to be a trans character and then remind me you're a trans character for an entire sequence of the game before you move on to something. And then all of a sudden, being trans doesn't matter anymore. Like, did that break something to the character? Like, because it didn't. Like, I know you think you wanted it to, but it doesn't.
Again, I think that's part of the issue in that.
It'd be like if that character was black, and it was like, oh man, like, did mom know I was black? When did she find out I was black? Hey, do you know I was black? Oh man, it's so hard being black sometimes. And it's like, guys, this is not. This is your idea of character development, and it's awful. It's absolutely awful. Like, trust me, my issue is not the trans character. It's just how it's delivered. It's just like, you guys really, what people don't, I think what these very untalented developers who make these terrible games don't understand is that the reason Telltale had a hit with that first Walking Dead is because For the first and last time in their development history, they had a character or a set of characters, and they had a very tight plan with how these characters are going to react, how these characters are going to progress, and how the story is going to evolve over time. They had a very good story with very good characters, and it just focused on character development. And by the end of that, you really cared about a couple of characters specifically, and you have to make a decision, your final decision, and it's a heartbreaking decision. These games going forward, whether it's Don't Tell Me or any of the other Telltale games, they lost focus on make a compelling, great story first, because your gameplay is non-existent. This is not an adventure game. This is not like the old Sim and Max games. Like, these are not well-crafted adventure games. This is hold left stick forward until the A button prompt comes up. You press that button, and then you press it one more time, and then you're on to the next series of walking forward and pressing the A button. It's completely boring.
I agree, but I also don't. This is the first time, I could be wrong on this. This felt like the first time that Don't Nod tried to actively implement puzzle sequences into the game, where I think it missed it for me, but it also succeeded in chapter two, I think, is the strongest episode, or I guess episode two is the strongest episode of this three chapter story, I guess. And that, to me, it had a good balance of almost like a detective game as well as a puzzle game. And it reminds me kind of those Sherlock Holmes games, which are not fantastic games, but they're very good at being a detective. And that's where this game, to me, like, I know it's weird for some people to say that the reason that I liked the first Life is Strange so much was because of the gameplay. And that, yes, a lot of the gameplay was just walking forward, but again, it was the world building that they did while walking forward. And that's completely missing from this game, as well as Life is Strange 2. And that's where that first game, or that first Life is Strange, was just so good. And I strongly believe that's why people like that game so much, is because it was a different take on the Telltale style, and it did it right. Whereas, like you said, there's a lot of points in this where it's not a game. It's finding the object to move forward. That's not a game. That's busy work.
I mean, and if also the presentation's trash. I'm sorry, but your game looks awful. It's funny, like, your game looks the game looks awful. Like, the character models are trash. Like, when you watch a character speak, just the facial expressions and how their mouths move is off. They look like mannequins appearing to be human beings. The game does not look good. I mean, it runs fine, but it's because there's nothing ever going on in the, like, this. I don't know how big the studio is. I don't care. This studio could be a million people strong, and they'll still make games that look like this. It's nothing compelling about this game to me whatsoever. I don't even consider it a game. This is just something people interested in this one topic will go into and go, I relate to that character. Yeah. And that's it. This is not a game for other people. This is not just someone, like, if you love Mario racing games and Gears of War, this is just not something you're going to be like, oh, this is pick up and play, because you don't play it. I hate games you don't play. I'm sorry. It just bothers me.
Yeah, I don't agree with all of that. I think the studio is obviously capable of making a good game, but I feel like that they just did not learn the right lessons from Life is Strange 1. Both of their games since that, to me, feel like a miss. And oddly enough, I think the strongest game in their franchises is that first Life is Strange and that prequel that was not made by them. So This is a bad Don't Nod game, but what I want to say good things about it, because I think there are good things in that. A, the soundtrack is still fantastic. I'm not quite sure how Don't Nod always nails that soundtrack. Even in Life is Strange 2, as much as I hated that game, I the soundtrack was still phenomenal. And I think that there's good parts in this. Like I said, I think chapter 2 of this game is very good, and that I would love to see Don't Nod make a full-on, like, detective game. I think they would be very good at it, but maybe they just can't write. I don't know.
Like, they can't write. I hate it from the beginning. Like, the fact, like, okay. Like, I said out loud, I hate this game plenty of times. One of the times I said that was, when they were, after the little time skip, the two characters make it back home and they have to find a way inside the old house. Of course, the door is locked and they don't have the key. So puzzle time. You already can tell this, the way to get inside the house and the puzzle mechanics is trash. But anyway, while one character is under the house trying to get inside, they're communicating to each other through their minds. And the way it's presented is as monotone as I'm speaking to you all right now. That's as monotone as they were, like, hey, we're speaking to each other like we used to. Yeah, we are. It's like, I thought back then when we telepathically spoke to each other, it was just like, you know, a kid's game. Like, you know, haha, okay. Let's continue speaking to each other with our telepathic powers, because that's not something to be really freaked out about.
Yeah, no, I'll agree. Some of the delivery is definitely rough. Is not the
delivery.
Yeah. Rough is not the right word. it's bad.
And writing, the voice acting,
there are certain times where this game it seems the production value was just better. Like,
I'll agree.
The delivery of some lines and some of the scenes is just so much better than others, and that's just like, it's just a weird thing in that maybe it's the budget, maybe it's being only $30 is part of the problem. I don't know, but there's also certain characters that they just seem to not get, and I'm blanking on the name, but there's Tyler and Allison have a friend, and it's one of Allison's friends that she works with at the store, and I don't remember his name, but like he was by far the best delivered character in the game. And it was strange to me that it reminded me a lot of how in Ronda Rousey was in Mortal Kombat 11 or whatever it was. You could just straight out tell that she had not done this before. Like she was there because she was Ronda Rousey. And it felt like a lot of times that was the delivery of some of the main characters like Tyler and Allison. But then there's other times they deliver it and it's way better. So again, maybe it's a budget thing. Maybe it's certain scenes get more love because of the budget. I don't know. But what I will say is that it stuck out more in this game than it ever did in Life is Strange 1. So there's something wrong about the delivery of this game, even compared to their own stuff. But again, I don't know, I'll agree with that.
I remember playing Life is Strange 1 and thinking there are good parts to this, including the time mechanic, like you said. But the time mechanic, like you said, and the production value I felt was a lot better, higher.
And it was
rather.
Over 5 episodes. Like, this was only 3. Like, I feel like I want to say that I think 5 episodes is usually too much. Like, there tends to be, especially in Life is Strange 2, man. Like, there was 2 episodes in that I was like, just stop. Like, we're not doing anything. And I feel like that a lot of times in the Telltale games too. It's just like, get on with it. I think 3 is a good number. And so I was actually kind of excited that there was only going to be 3. And then it seemed like that might have been a mistake. I don't know. I just don't know.
I know. These games aren't games. And I hate playing them. Like, I really do. I really do. Like, I just hate the fact that, like, why am I sitting at my computer with the mouse and keyboard for no reason? Why am I holding a controller for no reason? This is trash you put on the Amazon Marketplace and you can download it to your Fire Stick and play it with your Amazon remote. Like, and I cannot stress enough how these games got popular because there was a level of storytelling and level of character development that was not seen in the everyday AAA blockbuster. It was hard to tell that. It would have been hard to tell that. I almost said Red Dead Redemption, but that Walking Dead story from Telltale's in the first game. It would have been hard to tell that story if you're being published by EA making a first person shooter. Like, they told a very well crafted story with great characters. These people are now, these developers are now just they're just hitting every single expected indie beat, and it's boring. Like, you know what's going to happen. Like, if you don't know what's going to happen, you already know like what's not going to happen. If one character has a defining aspect of them, that's their only aspect of them. Like, and it's just, I just don't get why these aren't games, guys. Well, stop making these, please. Or just add gameplay. How about that? Like, that's my thing. Add gameplay, and then I'll enjoy it more.
Well, there it is. No, I think that's way too harsh, but I understand it. I think I feel like it's just harsh because I feel like that when I played that first Life is Strange, I was like, okay, like this feels different in a good way. But again, I feel like they just took the wrong lessons. But tell me why. I don't think it's worth your time. I don't think that the mystery there is good. I think that there's no way that I can suggest this game over almost any of the Telltale games. And definitely not the original Life is Strange. I think the Telltale games, even though there's less quote gameplay, I think they tell a much better story. I think the mystery in this one is just straight bad and way too mainstream and dumb. And I don't think the payoff is good. I think that sticking the landing in a mystery novel is the hardest thing to do. And that's basically what this game tries to do. And I don't think it does it. I think the payoff is very boring. There you go. So when it comes to tell me why, I think it's safe to say that we both agree. Don't play it. It's not worth your time. So
it's trash. I mean, it's absolutely trash. These games are all trash. If you play them, you're wrong.
Well, I guess I'm wrong. All right, that's going to do it for this episode. Next week, we're going to be doing posting an episode that we recorded a little while ago so we can get some time off as well as try to brush up on that Destiny 2 that we're going to be playing. And then we're also going to be doing our State of Game Pass slash State of Xbox slash State of the Industry. Microsoft made some big moves recently, so that's going to obviously affect the future of Microsoft as well as Game Pass. And normally we'd probably do this closer to the end of the year, but with next gen of Xbox Series X and S, along with PlayStation 5, are going to be releasing this November. So we're going to be talking about that as well, just how we feel about Game Pass, how we feel about the future of the service, and how we feel about it going forward, how we feel about it this year, et cetera, et cetera. So you can email us how you feel about Game Pass. Again, gpopfans@gmail.com. If you're listening to this, why not give us a rating on your favorite podcast service of your choice? I promise you it helps. It really helps more than you think it probably does. Every single time that we get a new rating, our numbers go up just a little bit. So I promise you it helps. It doesn't take long. Leave a comment, leave a rating, go from there. But all right, that is going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We will see you next week with Darksiders Genesis.
Good day, sirs.